Welcome to Beverage Chats with Ava, Zoff and Noah.
Okay. So I think we're going to begin by doing like a little introduction to who is Noah. So tell us about yourself. How would you like describe yourself? Who are you?
I'm an 18-year-old aspiring musician and actor, or a young creative from South London, Brixton. I used to do a lot of dance and I play the piano, make songs, I act in the future, hopefully. and yeah, I'm around.
You've got a lot going on.
See, like quite a creative little human.
Oh, we need, what are we drinking?
Beverage chats.
Yeah, go on, Zoff.
We are drinking, actually, I don't know what's in this tea, but we're drinking tea that Ava made, and it's really delicious.
It's like a little lemon.
Can confirm. It's good.
Thank you. It's a little lemon and ginger tea. Anyway, we can't have beverage chats
without
telling you guys what the beverage is.
Unbelievable. I can't believe we forgot about this. Also, you can't have beverage chats without defining Noah as a fish.
Okay, so what fish is Noah? I actually decided this one.
Yeah, so we decided that you're definitely like a small, like fast pace fish.
So you are, I'll show you a picture.
It's a neon tetra.
You're a neon tetra.
Ooh.
You haven't heard of it. No. I used to have them in my fish tank.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so much fun.
I had a tropical fish tank.
I had like 11 fish and they all died at once. It was really bad.
I had a really big urge to get a goldfish the other day and I started researching everything that I needed and I thought you could just like buy like a bowl and put water in it and a fish.
I mean, that's what I did and that's why they died.
But, like, you need, like, a pump and a light and stuff now. It's not just like in the old days where you just need, like,
Game's
a jar
changed.
And, like, a glass jar. And
put... Yeah, like, you can't just have two animal abuse anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a neon tetra.
Yeah. That's you as a fish. Guys, look up what a neon tetra is, and that is the embodiment of Noah as a fish.
Oh, okay, wow, yeah. Okay.
Noah, very quickly, what A-levels do? What do you study?
So, I take English literature, drama and Spanish. Ooh. And I did an EPQ last year on film music.
How's Spanish going? It's giving like...
You do Spanish?
I do.
We're probably not on the same level. I do French. You're probably doing much better than I am.
Let's not overstate anything. It's probably my weakest subject out of the three. But I'm getting better. And I've got a tutor at the moment at home. So, yeah. So it's, hopefully... On the incline, I hope.
Now, has anything very excited happened last week, maybe? Perhaps on Friday.
Not last week, the week before last.
Was that the week before?
I can't remember myself, was it? Yeah, it was last Friday.
I think it was last Friday, no?
It was the Friday before last.
Last Friday, 2 weeks ago, the 2nd of December, I released my second single, Real World, on all digital platforms.
Ooh.
I listened to it.
We listened to it just before you came, actually.
Oh, cool.
I actually really like it. I think it's
actually
good.
Yeah, we were like, this is actually quite good.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
I'll leave like a link in the description as well as like Noah's tag and stuff so you guys can go listen to it and follow it. Follow him, not it. We'll go into more detail about the song and the process you making music, if that's okay with you.
Sure, yeah, I'm
that sounds great. I feel like that's why we're here.
So I remember we were talking about your song the other day and you mentioned that originally it was spoken word. What do you think like led you to develop it into music?
Well, I think with my vision for my own craft and my own music, I really want to hone in on meaning over feeling. I think my lyrics really come from all of the writing that I do outside of music with English, and over the years I've really developed myself as a writer, so I really take more of a written approach instead of more of a musical approach. I think the writing almost comes first and then I kind of add the other things and the beat and
Would you say like when you're adding music on top of that, would that reflect usually like the actual song, like words and lyrics as well, or is it more of kind of random?
Well, it's difficult sometimes because you don't know how you want it to sound at first. Mm. But things sometimes just come quite naturally. I think luckily because I play piano, I can kind of transfer my musical ideas into the words in a way. It's quite a messy process.
No, I completely agree. Yeah. I mean, I have the same thing in art where I like, rather just hands on start creating my idea rather than having to draw it out. Yeah. Because it's just easier. Completely. It's easier to like visualize and like express yourself through the actual craft rather than having to first note down everything.
Yeah.
So I completely understand that.
I always work backwards because in A-level art you have to have like progression. That's like the most important part.
Right.
So like for so many projects that I've done, I've always actually made my final outcome and then just like faked the progression by doing like random like shit drawings and mock-ups after I finished it.
Look at Rowan.
Oh yeah, wow.
Rowan got Riz that night. He was
it's unbelievable. Riz, let me show you the most beautiful photo of Rowan ever.
Let's not disclose.
Oh, I just realised who that is.
Yeah.
Wow. He wasn't able
to pull any girls, but my God, the guys are obsessed with him.
Unbelievable. Oh,
Who would have thought?
Love Rowan.
Rowan's such a G.
We need to get Rowan on.
Oh, 100%.
Rowan with Levy and Henry all at the same time.
That's a lot of people.
I'm really tempted to have a party and like with like 30 people and just start recording an episode.
I feel like that would be chaos.
No, it would be. It would be so complicated to edit.
Chaos. Yeah.
But it would be great. Okay. Anyway, what we were talking. Okay, we go on tangents, right?
That's what happens.
You know, tangents.
Good tangents. Exactly. Interesting tangents.
Okay. What do you think is like your favorite line from the whole song? I know it's quite hard,
Wow, that's difficult.
Should we get a beat going so you can see?
Wow. There's many lines that I do like, but I have a line, I say 8 billion keep their feelings internal, and I really like the idea of everyone having their own complex kind of world and everyone's life being so complex and different to everyone else. It's quite an interesting theory, Sonder, the idea of like the realization that people are living their own separate lives to you and everyone's lives are really different. I don't know, I think that line to me about keeping feelings internal, it can mean many things. And of course it's all open to interpretation, so
I completely agree. I was talking about this the other day with the fact that like there are so many other people on this planet.
Right.
And
yeah.
I've got so many issues myself, but everyone else has like just as a complex life as me.
Or even
and
more.
exactly, a
bit of a different take on that line. But I was just reading this book literally yesterday and I feel like that was quite an interesting the idea of keeping your thoughts internal. Was it's this book by Alif Shafak.
Ooh.
And it's how to stay sane in a world on that thing. It's like in a world that's divided or something like that. And it was about the fact that a story untold causes you to view your own self through other people's gazes, and like you have to express how you're feeling. And there was like a really interesting Maya Angelou quote in there. I will find it out and I will tell you in a second. But I feel like that's
sounds great,
keeping your thoughts internal can sometimes cause you to just like lose yourself in a way.
No, I think there's a mental health link with that line as well. I think letting things out, especially I guess with men and masculinity, I think men's mental health is quite an interesting topic I want to explore.
I think it's harder to comprehend the fact that like men can't have like not even just like have mental health because there's this whole like persona around just like
stigma almost
like masculinity and being very almost unemotional.
Almost, exactly, emotionless. Yeah,
so you can't, it's hard for maybe guys to accept the fact that you can have emotions.
And I think it doesn't have to just be men as well. I know I did mention that, but I think it's a human thing as well. I think opening up and expressing your true feelings and emotions is really important just to understand each other and to bond
Yeah, the quote that I was referring to like links to that perfectly, but there is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you.
There you go.
I feel like that sums it all up pretty much. I feel like going back to like men and women, I feel like women tend to have a more like close-knit community that allows you to...
Yeah, I feel like we can be more open with definitely. Each other. I don't know about you and your bros, true. Your mandem, but I don't know whether you talk about your mental health with each other, but you get all softy, but I mean, we can.
I mean, the second I have some sort of problem in my life, I'm running to Ava, running to Petra, running to Iris. I'm running to my mum. And I go straight out and like, I feel like you learn to develop being able to actually talk about it and express your thoughts through words. It's come deep.
Guys. Wow. It can really go.
That's
off.
Okay.
Checking in. Are you okay? Do you need to express any feelings?
Yes. Are you really okay?
Okay. What's next?
Well, should we just completely turn it around and ask you whether you're a dog or cat person?
Okay, yes, we can go in. Then we'll come back to this.
I think I am a dog person.
We knew it.
I knew it.
I think I don't have a problem with cats. I just also think they're not really fun like dogs are.
Okay, let's go back.
Go back to the music.
I think let's have a little chat about the process.
Yeah.
Sure. We can go into the nitty gritties, editing, all that complex stuff, software that you use.
Wow. I do everything from home, so I don't go to a studio. I essentially do everything from my laptop as well. I have a Mac, my mum's old MacBook, and I think it's a long process usually because it doesn't come straight away, and I'm quite a perfectionist. In a bad way and a good way, because I find these crevices where I think, oh, that would be nice if I had another string or another, I don't know, trumpet, and I add those elements as it goes on. But it's not a quick process. Sometimes it is, but I think with my production, it definitely takes a good week to get something perfect. Yeah.
That actually then how long? So you start writing from spoken word, from writing lyrics to finished product. How long did it take you to write this last single?
Oh, this last one, I actually wrote it in October, and I kind of wrote it around.
That's quite a quick turnaround.
So I wrote the song in October, but I actually had the production for this one slightly in the work. I hadn't finished it, but I had a few ideas down. And after a while, I think I'd say a month, actually. I think within a month I'd had it done. But that was also like handling with schoolwork and
honestly, that's I thought it was going to be longer.
Yeah, me
that's
too.
That's
quicker than any it's project also clean. I think I've ever completed. That's
great. Listen to the song. It's clean cut. It's very well done. So I mean, I thought you were going to say much longer than that, so well done.
Because I don't even get a mixer or a masterer, I don't get a professional engineer to do the production. I can just do it whenever I want, really, which is the beauty of it, the freedom of it.
Mm.
Just doing it from home, having your own space, it's really important.
Is there any, like, instruments that you're drawn to, like, from the very beginning? Like, what do you start with?
You're saying beats, piano.
Yeah, no, that's tough.
Saxophone. Oboe,
trinet. I think actually I'd say a groove, some kind of bass, something that can drive
a
song. Something where when consistent. You hear it, you kind of
get that
bounce. That,
yeah, the head bump.
The bass is the first thing I hear in the song.
Oh, yeah. Me and O used to go to Trinity Laban. Which is like it's actually a really good conservatoire of music and dance.
Yeah. There's one in Greenwich as well.
But it's actually a really, really good dance school. And you did the CATS course there, which is Centre for Advanced Training. Right. Which I never did because that was like 3 days a week, intense.
I did struggle with it and I only did it a year. So, you know, I really enjoyed that part of my life and I kept it quite quiet as well. I didn't really, at the time I was quite young. I was year 8, year 7, year 6. So around 11 and I didn't want many people to know because I was still making friends and I was struggling with fitting in because I came from quite a small primary school, so getting into a big a big environment of lots and lots of people was quite daunting at the time. So I kept that kind of quiet because I thought it wouldn't be as, I don't know.
Do you ever use that today? I don't know. Do you dance today? You don't?
Well, I use my experience in dance, but I'd really love to reconnect with Laban. I've been there since. I was there. I really only stopped going in year 10 kind of time.
Okay.
But you did
ballet, street, swing. That's contemporary. Contemporary. Yeah. I mean, I was in the youth class, so I just did like 2 hours a week doing modern contemporary.
Cool.
Which was actually great. It was a really nice balance. I really miss it. I really want it. I just don't have time anymore.
I know.
I'm so jealous of you guys.
I've got
no like rhythm at all in terms of my body. I'm like stiff as a board. I'm like when I'm dancing, I'm just like a little robot.
No, do you know what? I was at this party on Friday night. I was dancing with all the guys, and so many of them, because I was like spinning them around, doing all this thing. Because I went to a swing class a few weeks ago, so I picked up a few moves there. And they were like,
wow,
damn, Ava, you can actually dance. I was like, What can I say?
I should definitely ask some questions. Yeah, for you both, how does it feel, I guess, being a young, creative, in quite an academic school? I feel like maybe how do you find your own purpose and ideas behind your art and your
career? I think we have like you have that kind of academic and
I love the
side.
Academics like yeah. I do really like the academics, probably like academics and creative. I'm going into architecture, so that's encompassing every single like possible subject you can possibly think of,
right? Yeah.
So there's you take into account everything, and probably if I put it on a hierarchy of what I enjoy, it goes like academics in terms of like social and reading about how buildings affect people, how people think and how people behave. Probably my favourite aspect of it.
Very much so the art project that I'm doing now.
Ooh,
actually.
Ooh, fun.
Nice. Yeah.
Then like the creative, like expressing yourself through that building and through design. And then probably lastly, like the science aspect. Like I like maths, but to a certain extent, I mean, I'm a sane person.
I do kind of regret staying in an academic school. Like, I do think I would have done better at an art school.
I have to agree with my circumstances as well.
Right?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, yeah.
Within, like, academic subjects, which I'm using as research or as inspiration for art, I have so much more motivation than just, like, studying an academic subject. So I think I would have, and I will actually learn so much more about the world and subjects outside of art through my art in the future. Especially our sixth form is really, really high achieving. Like our year group, it's quite insane like how good everyone is, right?
I mean, like people, I know people have got 4 A stars or 3 A stars or everything A star. And at the beginning of year 12, I found that really difficult to comprehend that. I mean, I wasn't getting those results. My results aren't bad, but I wasn't getting like all A stars, and I was like, oh my god, I'm mediocre, I'm not gonna get anywhere, nobody's gonna employ me, I hate everything, I chose the wrong subjects, I like had panic attacks and it was really bad. And I just recently I just realized that like it doesn't really matter,
it doesn't matter that much, it doesn't matter for me at all.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I got really stressed at the start this year because I was doing, and I am doing, way worse in my academic subjects than, like, comparably to all my friends, especially our friends, because our friends are, like, the highest of the high achieving.
Just, yeah.
Unbelievable.
But, so, I mean, there is the side of me that, like, kind of feels bad if I don't put in effort for my academic subjects, like, I do French and English.
Right, yeah.
So there is the part of me that's like, oh, I should put in effort just for myself to get these grades.
Mm.
But, then I need to get out of the mindset that I shouldn't put that much stress on myself because my portfolio, my art is like the main thing that matters for my future right now.
Mm. No, I can understand that. Yeah.
We all do like creative subjects within like as an A level. How do you think that you can express yourself creatively within that subject with still adhering to that curriculum? Because I find that it's quite difficult.
Within art
right. or drama, for example.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's probably more tight with drama than it is with art. I mean, in the first half half of our art course, it was very strict, where we had different workshops every one or two weeks, trying different techniques, and we'd have to stick to those techniques. And then in year 13, it changed to, hey, there is no brief, you have 2 months, work on a project, do research, and then come up with a final outcome at the end. So this, right now, it's quite free. And I think a lot of the time, our teachers get a little bit concerned because, like, especially me, but a lot of people can be very ambitious.
Yeah.
I'm being very ambitious with my current art project. You'll be seeing me in the atrium doing my art exam tomorrow and Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. No, I think I've seen a bit of the...
The framework?
Yeah. And the pictures as well. I love it.
So I think sometimes it's like a little bit like, let's hold over back, even though like a lot of time I know that I can do it. I'm not feeling that held back within art. Because when I do art, I don't feel like it's work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a passion. Yeah.
So when I do art, I feel bad because it doesn't feel like, oh, I'm sitting down and doing my academic homework.
Mm.
So I never feel like I'm completing anything or progressing within my A levels when I do art, when in fact that is actually probably the best thing I could be doing with my time.
And also, I feel like you're expected to do like a little bit better in your academics because, like, oh, like you only do like 2 A levels, it's fine.
I'm like, yeah, I know. There are people that are like, oh, you only do 2 A levels. I'm like, no, art is as much work as both of your A levels combined, all three of them.
Yeah,
I think there needs to be a balance as well. I think with the academic things and the creative things, there needs to be kind of some point in between because we do go to a really high achieving school and also quite an academic school where the arts are kind of neglected a slight bit. Not completely neglected. We still have really great
creative arts, but there's
a focus on, or I don't know, even STEM or geography.
English. I do sometimes think of English as an art form, but not A-level English, because like literature, it's not creative. Like, I do wish that we had boundaries, like a language course or like a journalism course.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would have done that.
No, but I do think there are positives and negatives, because I think possibly if I was to be at somewhere, I don't know, like the Brit school, then possibly I'd be too focused on just one strand or one area, when I think really I want to be more of a artist in terms of someone who can, I guess, yield different parts of the creative arts, almost merge those together. I don't really like the idea of being put in one particular stereotype or box to be caged in. It's something you kind of have to avoid.
I think that it is quite inspiring being in an academic environment as an art student.
Yeah.
Or a creative student, because you have this world. Like, one time my English teacher covered my art class, and which is a completely different environment. We're all on our phones, we're all chatting, listening to music, having a little gossip, making like the most random shit. She was like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I don't even know. So then she was like, when our parents came in, she was like, yeah, I kind of understood Ava after I covered that art class. The fact she's a little bit, you know, off in English, she's a little bit, she's really not on the same kind of wavelength as the rest of the students. She's a little bit crazy. She goes off a little bit on tangents. But, like, she was like, yeah, it's a completely different world. And it's so funny, that, and it's weird having friends that literally want to go into, like, engineering.
Mm.
Right?
It's quite difficult as well. I don't know, it's like, you ask them about how they're doing and what their interests are, and then it comes to you, and then you say something, and they're like, oh, but that's quite different. Yeah, I don't...
I think they think of it as very easy. I think it's an... I think they think it's an easy way to go, and people think that art is an easy way in life, especially studying it, because a lot of the students enjoy it. Like I said, when I'm doing my art homework, it doesn't feel like work, because I find it fun. But it doesn't mean that I'm not putting in tons of effort. Amount. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's a wrap.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I think we were going to do speedrun, but I don't think we need to do speedrun.
I don't think we need to do a speedrun.
Have a fantastic, amazing day.
Day, yeah.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you for coming. You were beautiful, amazing, gorgeous. Well done.
Do you have any parting words?
No, thank you guys for listening, and yeah, check out my new song.
Yeah, that'll be linked in like the description. I'll give you guys his like tag for Instagram if you want to follow him. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.